Now the obituaries. Here are the listings of recent deaths. Ethel Payne, near Sunderland, died peacefully in her sleep at Monacliff Residential Home on the 4th of July. She was 90 years old. On the 7th of July, Elizabeth, known as Betty Whittam, died peacefully at Millreed Lodge, aged 76. Bob Bullimore died on 17th of July, aged 95. Lynn Chamberlain, formerly of Hough Cottage at Lob Mill, died unexpectedly at her home on 27th of July, aged 58. She'll be sadly missed by her family and friends. And then tributes were paid to the former mayor, Olwen Jennings, who died at the age of 79. She was a former mayor of both Calderdale and Todmorden. Olwen Jennings was 79. As Councillor Jennings, representing Todmorden on Calderdale Council and Cornhill Ward on Todmorden Town Council, she served its people for many years, including as first citizen on both councils. And there's a fine picture of her in her mayoral robes, absolutely Olwen to the life. Her most recent role as a civic head was Mayor of Calderdale in 2004-2005. Olwen moved to Todmorden with her husband Robert and their family from Cleethorpes 40 years ago and soon became involved in every aspect of the town's life. When she lost her Calderdale seat in the 2011 elections, she'd represented Todmorden Ward for 13 years and served on Todmorden Town Council for 12 years before that. This week, numerous tributes were paid to Olwen on social media, many commenting not just on the service she'd given the townspeople, but the part she played in wider life. As a tailoress, her skills as an artist came to the fore through work she produced for Todmorden Art Group, with which she was closely involved for many years. During her Calderdale mayoral year, she said she particularly enjoyed meeting its youngest residents, visiting almost every primary school. Senior roles at Calderdale included a spell chairing the Liberal Democrat group, of which she was a member. When she lost her seat, she responded with typical good grace, congratulating her opponent and saying, "I shall miss it because I've enjoyed helping the people of Todmorden." A mum, a nan and great nan, her funeral service was held at St Mary's Church, Todmorden.